the Biden administration has released a two-page declassified intelligence report that says the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, is responsible for the brutal murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi was a Saudi citizen and Washington Post columnist who was critical of the kingdom. He was murdered and dismembered in 2018 during a visit to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. California Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat and chair of the House Intelligence Committee, joins us now. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
And you'd already been briefed on this information, but now that it is public, how clear is the evidence to you that the Crown Prince is responsible for Khashoggi's death?
I think it's very clear that the Crown Prince has blood on his hands, that he was responsible for the murder and dismemberment of an American resident and a journalist, and there need to be very serious repercussions. I was glad to see the intelligence community, Director Haynes, make this so crystal clear in this declassified report. There was no holding back in directly attributing responsibility for this capture-kill operation to the Crown Prince.
Oh, now the question is, what should those consequences be? We see the New York Times reporting that President Biden will not penalize the Crown Prince by banning him from entering the country or pursuing criminal charges because the relationship with Saudi Arabia is too important. What do you think? Is that a mistake?
Well, I would like to see the administration go beyond what it's announced, and I've talked to the White House about this. I think there need to be personal repercussions for the Crown Prince. I don't think he should be invited to the United States. I don't think the president should meet with him. I don't think the president should speak with him. I do think there are ways to go after some of the Crown Prince's holdings, including in the Saudi Investment Fund. For example, there are public reports of aircraft that were used in the capture and kill operation. So I think the consequences need to be brought home to the Crown Prince, and we can do that in a way that doesn't completely rupture the relationship with Saudi Arabia.
And what should that relationship look like at this point?
You know, there are still some areas of common interest in terms of counterterrorism operations, in terms of pushing back against Iran's malign conduct. But in much the same way, we have to compartmentalize certain priorities, as we did with Russia recently in the New START treaty. At the same time, we have to make sure that our human rights priorities are front and center, and that the kingdom understands that there will be no blank check in the future. There's no continuation of the anything-goes relationship that they enjoyed for the last 4 years with Donald Trump.
Former President Trump knew the details of this report. It was written during his administration, and a law you helped pass required him to release it. Your thoughts on why it took so long to come out?
Well, the president had a very different relationship with the Crown Prince. He seemed to be very unconcerned with the Crown Prince's role in the murder of an American resident. You know, President Trump was nothing if not transactional, and so I'm glad that policy is gone. But frankly, this report should have come out a long time ago by virtue of the law that we wrote in the Intelligence Committee. The administration was required to produce it and make it public, and we need to make sure that this administration, unlike the last, follows the rule of law, and today is a good indication that's exactly what they'll do.
Congressman Adam Schiff, chair of the House Intelligence Committee, thank you so much.
Thank you.